Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. I want to read two scriptures. One is in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 25. Praise God. Proverbs 14 and verse number 25. The scripture says, "A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies." Then in Proverbs, a few chapters over, Proverbs 27 and verse 6. Proverbs 27 and verse 6, the scripture says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Would you reach your hands this way one more time? Ask the Lord to anoint us. Jesus, we love you tonight. Oh God, we praise you for your spirit that we've felt in this place thus far. God, we're asking you to move, Lord. Oh God, give us hearts and ears receptive to your word tonight, Lord. God, don't let anybody leave out of this building bound, depressed, unsaved, without being free tonight. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I want to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper, as Brother Miller asked us over a month and a half, would I be willing to come to this meeting tonight? And of course, I felt humbled for the invitation, and I'm glad I'm here. But almost immediately, these verses came to my mind for this service tonight. And I feel like the Lord would have us tell you something tonight. I want to preach, the Lord being my helper, on kisses from the enemy. Kisses from the enemy. The wounds incurred from a friend can sometimes be cutting and sharp, but they'll do more good than the kisses of a treacherous, deceptive, crafty enemy. Webster says, "Deceitful means to delude, to lead into error, or mislead, or cheat." Jesus instructs the disciples in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Amen. I believe I'd get a resounding amen from most of you in this building tonight that we have an enemy that is persevering against the church pretty strong nowadays. Amen. There is an enemy out to deceive, out to destroy, out to kill, and out to just ultimately would like for your soul to wind up in hell. But I want to tell you, the only way that you'll ever do that is if you start listening to his little nothings that he whispers in our ears so very often. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, it's sort of a shame that many times we'll listen to the voice of the enemy more than we'll listen to the voice of God. Amen. Come on here. Amen. From the very beginning of time, as we have it recorded in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more subtle." Come on. You know what that word means? It means delicate or clever. We're not warring against something or someone that does not know what he's doing. Amen. This is not somebody that started yesterday on his job, but he's been at it for quite a while. And I'm not going to give him any credit, but he knows what he's doing. Amen. And he's awful clever in his attacks. Amen. In the deception of Eve. I want to tell you tonight, it was deception that made Isaac lie to Abimelech about Rebekah being his sister and not his wife. It was deception that made Jacob lie to his father that he was Esau in order to get the blessing. Come on now. Amen. It was deception that made Ananias and Sapphira lie to the Holy Ghost about money that they had collected and they wanted to keep part of it back for them. It was deception. All of these people were listening to the voice of the great deceiver. Amen. I don't know how you came into this building tonight. You may be, amen, oppressed or depressed or sick or whatever it may be. Amen. But I want to tell you, that does not stop the enemy from trying to deceive you. Amen. There are cults and religions out there that are deceiving folks by the millions. Amen. So that's why it's so important for those those of us that have this great truth of the gospel, amen, not to be deceived in this last day. Amen. There's some preachers and churches that are puking out stuff from hell, amen, that this Bible does not back up. Amen. And I want to tell you, it's the devil's business to try to deceive you. But the only way he'll deceive you is if you allow him to come by and whisper little things in your ear. How many times, amen, is it have you been in those low places, amen, and the devil starts talking and he starts telling you all this stuff, amen, and there for a while, it sounds like he's telling the truth. But I want to tell you what the enemy does, and most of you know that, he'll speak just enough of the truth. I said he'll speak just enough of the truth just to try to get you deceived. Amen. I've got a few things that I felt like the Holy Ghost wanted me to talk to you about tonight. Amen. For the most part, we understand that Satan is not going to walk in this place tonight or send one of his imps to just bombard us off the bat. Amen. Because he realizes if he were to do that, we'd understand that it was him. If he walked in physical form tonight, amen, and tried to cause confusion in this service, we could all point our finger and say, that's the devil. Amen, I know that's him. Amen, but see, he doesn't do it like that. He drops these subtle, clever thoughts into our head. Amen, and then after a while, we begin to believe them. Amen, I want to tell you, some of you in this building tonight, amen, have let the devil kiss all over you. I didn't come to hurt you, I come to help you. And if you'll listen to what I got to say, I believe when you leave this place, amen, you can leave free from the kisses of the enemy. But some of you have let the devil deceive you into the fact, amen. Now come on, I hope I get a good response here and y'all help me. Amen, I want to tell you something. If you stay in church long enough, just get enough backbone about you, you're going to get hurt. Come on now. It's not always going to be like we think it's going to be. There's times you're going to get your feelings hurt. But when you get your feelings hurt, amen, or somebody betrays you, or somebody does you wrong, that's not time to tuck your tail between your legs and run out of the house of God. That's the time to realize that though somebody may have hurt you, you've got more people behind you that are for you than those that are against you. But I want to tell you what happens in those moments. I'll tell you what happens. Amen. You know what we go to doing? We start putting up walls. Yes, some of you are putting up walls. You've got walls up tonight. You say, well, I've been hurt. I tell you, that preacher did me wrong. I'll never get close to another one. I'll never let anybody come close to me again. I'm just going to stay my distance. I'm just going to go to church and do what I know to do. And then when it's all over with, I'm not going to stand around and shake hands and fellowship with anybody. I'm going to hit the door and go to my house and not worry about it. Those walls. I'll tell you what those walls will do to you after a while. They will destroy you spiritually. Yes, they will. Those walls that people put up. I'm not telling you something that I don't know about. Amen. Sometimes you don't have a lot of fellowship. Amen. A lot of people just do their own thing and kind of stay away from you, and you're sort of isolated. And I want to tell you what's easy to do in times like that. Put up a wall. Yeah. It's easy to put up that wall and say, well, they won't do fellowship me. I guess I won't fellowship them. They've said this about me. Walls. Anybody ever put up some walls? I want to tell you what we need to do tonight. If you've put up walls before this service is over with, I hope that you'll allow the Holy Ghost to destroy them, and the walls can come tumbling down. Amen. I thought about that as they sing, just like it was with Joshua. Amen. You don't have to allow the walls that Satan has allowed you to put up to destroy you spiritually. You can be free. I want to tell you, when those walls get put up, you know what comes along with those walls? Now, that's not the drywall tape and all that. I'll tell you what comes along with them. Roots of bitterness. Roots of bitterness and hatred begin to blossom. And without the divine intervention of the Holy Ghost, it's hard to get free from those roots. But the devil knows. You know, one scripture tells us that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. We're not to be stupid about the thing. We know what he's out to do. He'd love nothing more than all of these churches that's represented tonight. He'd love to destroy every one of them. But I want to tell you, the only way he'll ever do it is if you allow him to do it. But if you understand the tactics of the enemy, and you understand that all he's out to do is to kill and destroy, then you'll understand the fact that that's the more reason in 2008 that we need to bind together more than we've ever bound. Hey, I know the Bible talks about schisms and things like that, but I want to tell you, if it's not detrimental to us going to heaven or hell, leave it alone and let's get along and go to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's time that the Church of Jesus Christ, amen, rise up with more fortitude than it's ever had before and join hands and say, we will not be defeated. I am not going down. I believe that Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's my Savior and he's going to work it out for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Then there are those that allow the kisses of the enemy to get their eyes off of themselves and on everybody else. Can I talk to you tonight? Can I just preach to you? Can I preach my heart to you? One of the worst shapes you'll ever get in is when you start looking at everybody else and not keeping yourself in line. I visited the hospital several weeks ago to a young man that is lost, backslid on God. Amen. And he started some of this stuff about what this one had done and what that one had done. Amen. And I looked at him square in the eye before I left that hospital room and I said, you'll never get nowhere with God as long as you worry about everybody else. Brother Chad, that was harsh that somebody laying in the hospital bed. I'd rather somebody tell me the truth than belch up a bunch of garbage and tell me a lie. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. There is deception in this last day. And the author of all of it is Lucifer, that fallen angel. That's why he hates us so much. He knows what he's lost out on and will never, ever be restored to him again. That's why he hates the church. That's why he hates fellowship. That's why he hates love. Amen. And you young people that's listening to me tonight, I want to tell you what the enemy will do. He'll get your eyes off on that one that's over there beside you and say, well, she didn't talk to me or he didn't do this. And then you'll walk out and then you'll go home tonight and you'll think, well, what have I done to that one? You know, a lot of times you hadn't done anything. It's the devil playing tricks on your mind. But the quicker we'd learn that we're not to be ignorant of the devil's devices, the quicker we'd know, amen, that we're not playing footsies with the devil anymore. Amen, it's time. I've said it's time that you awake out of slumber. Amen, it's time that the church quit sleeping and realize that, yes, we have an enemy. Yes, we're going to fight. Amen, it's not always going to be easy. But thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can make it if you want to. I don't care what your preacher's done to you. I don't care what the Sunday school teacher said about you. You can go to heaven if you want to. You can sit on the pew and let the devil destroy you. It's up to you. This race is about you and you alone. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Thank God. There's some people that I know that won't stand in for me. I wouldn't have a chance in the world. Oh my. But I want to tell you something. When you stand before God, you'll stand there, you and you alone. You can point your finger at your pastor now. You can point your finger at the evangelist that he didn't do a good job. You can point your finger at me tonight when I get ready to go back to that motel room. But on the judgment day, there'll be no finger pointing. You'll not look down at Sister So-and-so. You'll not look over to Brother Sunday School Teacher and say, "If it wouldn't have been for that that was said, I'd still be on my way to heaven. Or if it wouldn't have been for them hurting my feelings like they hurt my feelings, I'd still be on my way to heaven." Amen. I'll tell you what fiery eyes are going to look down at you and say, "It was not anybody else. You, my friend, are the reason that you'll depart from me." I'm talking about kisses of an enemy. They're deceitful. Amen. They're deceitful. Then, I'm hurried along. Then, there are those subtle kisses. Those subtle kisses that allow the enemy to convince you that you're really not needed or wanted in the house of God. Some of you sit in this building tonight and you say, "Brother Chad, I can't sing. I can't play. I can't preach. I can't teach. I'm no good. What's God want with me? What can I do for Him?" No one notices that I'm here anyway. Nobody really cares if I show up. I want to tell you something. You are important to God. So the next time the deceiver comes to you and tries to tell you that you're nobody, you're nothing, then you just talk to him right back like he's talking to you and say, "Yes, devil, you know, this is right. I can't preach. I can't sing. I can't teach. I don't have any talents. You're right, devil. But I'll tell you one thing that I am. I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven." I want to tell you something. The glamour and the things that's put on positions in the church are not always glamorous. You like that? I said it's not always glorious. Everybody looks at the pastor and says, he's got it made. Amen. He don't have to work a public job. He don't have to do this. He don't have to do that. Amen. All they do is just go to meetings after meetings after meetings. Amen. But I want to tell you what I've experienced in a little over a year and a half in trying to pioneer work. Amen. I told somebody in our Sunday school class the other day. Amen. I better not go there on this certain issue. But anyway, I spoke up and I said, "You know, I don't care how much money you pay the pastor. It's never enough. If he gets all the tithes, I told him, I said, "I don't care if he gets all the tithes and all the offerings for what he has to put up with." Amen. But I want to tell you what some of you do sitting in the pew. You say he's got it made. You never have it made worrying about people. and tossing and turning at night because you wonder who's going to be at church the next service, who's going to let the devil deceive them for the next service, who's going to be mad at the preacher the next service, who's going to do this and who's going to do that. Brother, I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. I don't know how I got on this, but anyway, amen, you ought to love and respect your pastor. Because for nothing else, he watches for your soul. And if you've got a man of God that'll preach you the truth in this day and age and will love your family, you better stick with him. Hallelujah. Woo. My Lord, have mercy. Let me get back to earth here. No one notices me, Brother Chad. Can I read some scripture to you? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And I want you to quote this to the enemy the next time he tells you you're nobody and you're no good. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased Him, not you. As it has pleased Him. And the eye cannot say. The choir director cannot get up here tonight and say, I can do this without my choir. Huh? The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary that there should be no schism in the body. But that the members should have the same care one for another. Some of you older saints see some of these younger saints trying their best to make it to heaven. Don't you shun them. You see them slip up and make a mistake. Don't you go over there and run on and jump on their back about what they did wrong. You go over there and you put your arm around them sisters and you put your arm around them brothers and you tell them that's why we have an advocate with the Father. Oh, Brother Miller's got a preacher in here that preaches you can sin every day. No. But I'm telling you, some of you young folks are trying with everything that's within you to make it to heaven. And the devil is trying everything within him to get you to go to hell. And sooner or later, there may be something that comes your way that's a snare that trips you up. Older saints, love them. When they walk into this church house and their mama and daddy don't come with them, you go to them and be the first one to tell them, I'm glad to see you in the church tonight. Amen. There's some of you that are doing this all on your own. Mom and Dad is not helping you one bit. And for that, I applaud you. Amen. Amen. Then, and I'm getting ready to close. Then there are those that the devil tries to kiss on that says, well, why don't you just live as close to the world as you can, but still wear the label of a Christian? Huh? Yeah. Just be as close as you can be, but you can still just have one foot on the firing line and one foot on that cold line. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. Some of you people are spoiled. Some of you young people are spoiled because mama and daddy have brought you to the house of God since you came out of the womb. Some of you, the first place you came to was the house of God. And then you want to treat mom and daddy like they don't know what they're talking about when they try to keep you in line and try to keep you away from the deception of the devil. Listen to them if you've got a godly mother and father. Amen. I was not raised in a holiness church. No, I came from a good family. My mom and daddy loved us. Amen. But we started going to church when I was about 10 years old, and we went to a very worldly church. And when I was about 15 years old, I was introduced to holiness and Pentecost. Now, we went to a Pentecostal church, and they tried to speak in tongues. Amen. So I was used to all of that. Amen. But when I found holiness, when I walked into my first real Pentecostal service, I didn't know what was going on. But I knew when I saw those people begin to sing about when the redeemed are gathering in, and those hairpins started flying all over the place, and people were running around the church. I said, I don't know what this is, but I've got to have it. Amen. I want to tell you, don't ever get used to the move of God, young folks. Amen. Don't ever take advantage of having a Holy Ghost filled place to come worship God. Amen. And to come lift Him up and to be able to get your needs met and have a man of God that loves you. Don't ever get used to it. Don't ever take it for granted. I see holiness folks all the time that come to the house of God and they sit there all service long. And it irks me because that's what I used to do before I got the Holy Ghost. But the devil wants to kiss on you tonight and say, well, you don't have to do it that way. You don't have to live it that way. But I want to tell you something tonight. If you want the power of God, you want the anointing of God, you're going to live holiness. When everybody around you starts throwing in the towel and going to the world in church because they got the praise team and they got all this other stuff going on, that's time for you to stand up and say, I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The devil wants nothing more than some of you young folks. Because I want to tell you, older folks, look around. You're not getting any younger. I'm not getting any younger. If you don't tap into the Holy Ghost now, my Lord, I feel Him. I said, young folks, if you don't tap into Him now, then when my kids get old enough, oh my. I told the church the other day, I said, I refuse. If you don't want to worship, if you don't want to move, if you don't want to go up, if you don't want to do something different, if you don't want to get closer to God, I refuse to raise my kids in a dead holiness church. One of the worst stenches in the nostril of God, I believe, is for a Pentecostal church to be dead. My Lord, I got so many messages going on here. Goodness, I'm supposed to be talking about kisses of the enemy. And then the last thing I want to touch on tonight. Amen. Is the enemy will kiss on us at times and say, well, there's so much going on here. Why don't I just go to the church down the road? Oh, they're having it wonderful over there. The Spirit of God's moving. They're shouting every service. Yeah. Oh, Lord. There's just so much going on. I'm just tired of this fight. I'm just this. I think I'll go to the church down the road. You know what you need to do? Lost you now. You know what you need to do? If it's not sin in that pulpit, you need to stand your feet square footed where God's put you and tell the devil, this is my turf. This is my church. I'm not going to let you run me off from my church. I'm going to stand. I'm going to fight. I'm going to get behind the leadership. And I'm going to walk with them, work with them. We're going to win. Young folks, I know it seems like I've been scatterbrained tonight, and forgive me if I have. I told somebody the other day, this is
since I went under anesthesia, my words don't come out like I want them to, and I can't really, sometimes my mind doesn't work as fast as my lips do. And so I don't always right now say everything like I should, so forgive me. But I'll tell you this tonight. There is a devil. Listen to me now. Somebody comes to the piano and gets us a song. I'm going to tell you. I didn't drive 400-something miles. I don't want no pity party. But I didn't drive 400-something miles to leave this place tonight and you not get what you need from God. I came tonight to tell you that although we know there's an enemy, that enemy does not have to destroy you. That enemy does not have to take you to hell. I'm not standing up here above anything that I've talked to you about tonight. Because I want to tell you, from the greatest to the least of us in this building tonight, if we'd be honest, we have listened to the devil one time or another. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Everybody standing with me tonight. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Tells us that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There are groups in this town right here that look like us. Huh? But they don't preach the full gospel. Mark them which cause division among you. Leave them alone. As preachers sometimes, go ahead and play, brother. It helps me. As preachers sometimes we have to go to places, and that's all right. But you laity, if you're not settled and grounded in what you believe is holiness truth, don't go around visiting these other places that's there to deceive you. Huh? I don't care if it is just the singing. They get you in there and start preaching that doctrine that they preach. It'll get you messed up if you're not grounded. What about it tonight? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Lord Jesus, thank you for your help tonight. Thank you for your anointing. God, more than anything, more than the words I've tried to say tonight, would you move around this altar? God, would you touch somebody? Oh, God, would you move in their heart? Let them see their need of breaking out of those walls, being free tonight. Amen. While every head's still bowed, nobody looking around, I want to tell you something. Don't be embarrassed to come to this altar and think, well, they're going to think I'm backslid. No, we're going to think you need help, and that's what we're here for. Come on now. I said, we're going to know that you need help, and that's what we're here for. Who will be the first one to step out of your pew and say, Brother Chad, I've listened to the devil. I have listened to him tell me I'll never make it. I have listened to him tell me that I'm no good in this church. I have listened to him tell me nobody cares if I come or not. Who'll be the first one to step out of your pew and say, I'll not leave this place tonight like I came. I will not be bound. Come on, church. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, all right, maybe.